latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic turned down an offer of £180,000 per week from AC Milan, according to Old Trafford insiders. His former club were willing to match the terms being offered by United to lure him back to the San Siro, where he scored an incredible 51 goals in 76 appearances during a two-year spell. Zlatan, though, told the Italian giants he had already pledged himself to resuming a short career at the Theatre of Dreams, which saw the Spanish striker sign a new deal on Thursday with United until the end of the season. Meanwhile, Ibrahimovic has suggested that the purchase of Nemanja Matic will be of greater value to Manchester United than Romelu Lukaku. The enigmatic Swede, who signed his new deal, considers both deals to be good business for the Red Devils. He is, however, of the opinion that the skill set of £40 million man Matic offers more to the cause than that of £75 million striker Lukaku. Ibrahimovic said, "I think the signing of Matic is crucial. He brings a stability to the team that it didn't have last year." And finally now, Manchester United have received a massive boost in the race to sign Thomas Lamar, as Arsene Wenger has confirmed Arsenal have pulled out. Jose Mourinho has been heavily linked with a move for Lamar, and it seems a move could be met as the Portuguese boss hopes to complete his fourth signing at Old Trafford. Reports claim Monaco had reconsidered their stance on letting the Frenchman go, but with Kylian Mbappe and Fabinho also close to leaving, there's a slim chance he'll actually be allowed to leave. Speaking though on Arsenal pulling out, Arsene Wenger said it's dead because Monaco have closed the door. They are still on cases like Mbappe and Fabinho. They've already lost Mendy, Bernardo Silva and Bakayoko, so Monaco is at a stage where they have closed the door.